better.
Right here at the top of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. What are the headlines saying about the two candidates for president, the incumbent and the wannabe prez? Well, Mitt Romney raised $2 million at a Louisiana lunch. Wonder if they had crawdads there. He said at the luncheon that Obama's policies stink. They stink is what he said. In the meantime, Obama says that Romney is going to create jobs, definitely, about 800,000 of them overseas. He said that Monday in Ohio during one of his economic plan stops in a pivotal swing state. He says 800,000 jobs, but they're not happening in America. Pretty much both of them are taking punches, rights and lefts and hooks and undercuts, and things have just really gotten started. It's going to get hot in the next probably 6 weeks because, you know, we are almost midway through July. We hit August, hit September, we're into the conventions, and before you know it, it's time, rather, to go and vote. I think the biggest attack on Obama on the day, and this is where we're starting, because we're going to start to do this Punch and Judy thing, sprinkle it throughout the show, but because so much of what you're getting hit with and so much of the buzz in your backyard is, hey, what do you think is going to happen in the election? Are you going to vote? What do you think is going to happen in the swing states? I mean, that's the constant buzz in the air, constantly. It absolutely has to do with that theme. So Obama says, when he was made a stop in Roanoke, Virginia, which is getting a lot of play, he says, if you've got a business, you didn't build that. And what happened was he, you know, conservatives are all over this, but some people are trying to clarify what the prez said. And what he said was that, you know, somebody helped you. Somebody gave you a leg up. Somebody helped you get into the position, saying, you know, sure, there are successful, wealthy Americans who you know what, want to give back. And what he was doing is selling the fact that if you make $250,000 or more, that the tax rate should go up on you, that you should embrace the tax rate. And it's interesting because the president's argument, and some people are starting to see that, is very similar to one that was pushed by a Massachusetts Senate candidate, Elizabeth Warren, who was part of the whole TARP deal. She ran that, remember, that revolves around the idea that business people need the infrastructure provided by the government in order to succeed. So if they didn't have red tape, you wouldn't succeed. If you didn't have regulations, you wouldn't succeed. If you didn't have help, you wouldn't succeed. So do you agree with that? Do you think that if you've got a business, you didn't build it? What has been now the avalanche of criticisms is, like from the Heritage Foundation, they're being quoted all over the place because they've got a blog that said, look, this is a slap in the face to hardworking Americans that, you know, this idea that you have to be subsidized by the government and that's the only way you got there in the first place is wrong. In fact, their exact quote was, it's a slap in the face to hardworking Americans because it conveys Obama's belief that it takes a village, a heavily subsidized village, to create that venture you're profiting from. And Romney jumped all over this and said, you know, that the comment was insulting to small business owners. I mean, then you look at the whole context of the thing, and this is what I'm starting to do. That's why I say the Punch and Judy show. I'm starting to look at the whole thing to see if, okay, we're getting little snippets here, so what was the point, or what was missed in the middle of all of this? And he, in his speech, he talked about a whole bunch of stuff about how we created the middle class, and you know, how did we build the Golden Gate Bridge, how do we build the Hoover Dam, how do we invent the Internet. Doesn't he know that the Internet gets Democrats into trouble? Wasn't it Al Gore who claimed that he invented the Internet? So I think we're going to see the Prez take more slaps for attacks on what's being perceived as attacks on small business people, saying, hey, no government, no way you succeed. And for Romney, it's going to be about the jobs, and it's still the bane. You know, the bane of his existence is what happened at Bain, and how much money did he make, and what do his taxes say, and what do his taxes not say, as much as that's being explained away. I want to tell you this right at the top, and this is part of what we'll talk about here on this Hour of America tonight, but we're going to certainly dive into other things, including when it comes to politics, the left brain and the right brain, how people think, and why are we so polarized in this country. You know, how is it that it used to be your buddy was might have been a Democrat and you're a Republican or an independent or whatever, and people could still kind of joke around, take chunks out of each other and disagree, but now it's gotten so nasty. So in this recent poll, the Mason-Dixon poll that was released just over the weekend, Obama and Romney are neck and neck in Florida. In fact, Obama leads Romney in the poll 46% to 45%. Of course, that's in the margin of error. And 2% of likely voters say they would vote for the former New Mexico governor, Gary Johnson, because that name's been thrown out there. And he's talking about running as a libertarian. He's going to run as a libertarian. And the poll that was done, by the way, was done for the Miami Herald, the Tampa Bay Times, and the Spanish language newspaper and a couple of other cable TV news stations. They all went in on this poll. So now you wonder, with this whole VP thing going on and who Romney's going to select, whether it's going to be at the end of this week or the beginning of next week or whenever it is, if it really is that close and they're looking at numbers, would Marco Rubio actually shoot back up, the senator from Florida, would he shoot back up as a possible running mate, because would it help him at all? Would it help him get those voters that he needs in a huge voter-rich state like Florida? You know, if you break down the margins, we know this. Romney wins 53% of white voters compared to 37% for Obama, who also gets 93% of black voters, though. And the Hispanic voters in Florida are pretty much evenly divided after that. So numbers, 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 that's part of the buzz here. Also, what we're going to talk about on America tonight is, those Ninth Circuit judges. They refuse to give up their Maui. They won't do it, but there's been such an avalanche of criticism that they have a new announcement. I'm going to tell you what that announcement is coming up a little bit later in this hour. Next, though, we're going to be talking about why are we so polarized? Is it because our brains are different? Stay with us.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Democrats and Republicans so different. Is it really a left versus right brain get it kind of thing? I thought it'd be fun to have James Olson on this show with us. He's actually spent two decades studying how left and right brain dominance affects our perception and can probably tell us more about brain research than anyone I know, certainly, and maybe why you vote the way you do and why the Republicans and the Democrats use different sides of their brains to make certain choices. I think that's interesting. Hey, James, thanks so much for coming on our show.
It's my pleasure.
And by the way, James has a new book out called The Whole Brain Path to Peace. That sounds good. So, James, I'm just going to tell you. So first of all, I think most people know left and right brain, but in case they don't, give us the little Cliff Notes version of what's a left brain person and a right brain person.
The brain is split laterally down the middle, and each side is a specialist. And so the left brain is our conservative brain. It takes care of us. It's focused on the individual. It's selfish, and it needs to be in order to fight the collective and the power of the collective to try to overcome us and dominate us. And the right brain is our collective brain. It's the holistic brain. It sees wholeness, whereas the left brain sees separation. And the right brain is interested in the collective good. That's the brain that typically dominates the thinking of women, and it's why women are such good parents. And why women sometimes sacrifice themselves for the good of their children and their family.
That's interesting. Boy, I know a lot of people that would fall into that category. When we apply these things, left and right brain, to people who are Democrats who vote that way, people who have always voted that way, people who are Republicans and have always voted that way, what can we tell? I think some of them you mentioned because more conservative, more liberal, but what are other things that we could tell about the way somebody thinks and why they vote that way?
Well, it comes down to this focus on the individual or the collective. And so, for example, Republicans who tend to be left brain dominants are focused on gun rights, and they're concerned with their own safety. It's whereas liberals tend to be more thinking in terms, well, what if the wrong people gets the gun, and what if the children, what about the people that are getting hurt, the innocent people? And so that's the way the two sides of the brain look at issues. I mean, that's an example with guns, for example, and with taxes. The conservatives want to keep the money for themselves and decide for themselves, or decide at the local level, which is very wise. And but they tend to want to maybe hold on to too much. And the liberals are interested in developing the culture and in helping the disadvantaged. But sometimes they overlook the details, such as you have to raise taxes, or you have to borrow money, or something else that they overlook. Sometimes they overlook the details in their quest for altruism, their altruistic quest.
Interesting. So, like I said, the title of your book is The Whole Brain, and you think that we need to develop a whole brain perspective, but how does somebody do that when they're so slanted in one direction? How do you develop that?
Well, I think the first thing is to recognize that it's important to use your whole brain. One side or the other tends to dominate, and we grow up with kind of being specialists in one side, and in doing that, we tend to overlook our non-dominant side. So it's important to understand, I mean, it's very simple to understand that we need to use both sides of our brain, so it's important to find out what your brain dominance is and to try to cultivate the other side. And I have four tips for doing this, and one is meditation. And meditation is a time-tested tool for getting us in our right brain, in the holistic brain. And that's the side we tend to not be in, because we live in a very left brain dominant culture, a very focused culture, and it's our right brain that we tend to overlook. And that's what meditation is about, getting us out of our left brain and into the right. Another thing we need to do is educate ourselves to understand what the two sides of the brain do, what our two choices are, because really it's as if we have two advisors telling us how to live our life and describing our world for us. And one's a conservative focused on the individual, and another is more collective oriented. And they're pulling in kind of different ways unless you understand how they integrate, how they work as a team. And if you understand that they're working as a team, then you're better able to integrate them. And so that's kind of what the book is about. And another tip is to be aware of the duality. And it's what I've been talking about, that we do have these two choices, because we tend to just kind of forget and go along with whatever we've inherited, you know, our dominant personality. We need to remember that we have this other one. So that's just simple awareness. And the other thing is to exercise this and to make an effort to bring in our non-dominant perspective when we are making a decision. To remember it's there and not get caught up in our dominant perspective and just be focused on that.
And you think if more people looked at the other side of their brain, like you said, our culture now is so left brain, so focused, and if we saw that swing, the pendulum swing back at least a little bit in the other direction, we might get rid of some political gridlock, perhaps?
Yeah, absolutely. We're really polarized, and polarization is a separation. It's a dualistic process, and it's a left brain process, and it's a natural result of males having dominated our culture for so long. And so we need to bring this holistic perspective more into culture. And we do that by convincing left-brain people that it's really in our best interest to use our whole brain. I'm just asking people to use the other side of their brain and not necessarily to follow, you know, what I believe or any other left brain or right brain people believe, but to just look to your own, to understand your own brain and how it affects your vision and your responses, and to, you know, integrate these two visions however you feel they should be integrated.
Yeah, boy, I so agree with you. You can see where the slant is anyway. Maybe you need to go before Congress and hand out copies of your book and suggest they meditate. Can you imagine? And you think a lot of that is because of the fact that it's so male-dominated.
Yes. The left brain is the polar brain, and the right brain is the non-polar brain. And polar is all molecules are polar or non-polar, and polar molecules are water and things that dissolve in water. Non-polar is oil and things that dissolve in oil. And trying to integrate the two, the polar and the non-polar brain, or at least their idea, I'm really talking about the ideas,
right,
from our left brain and right brain, and trying to integrate these two visions is somewhat like trying to integrate oil and water. It can be done, but you have to kind of try, and sometimes we've gotten to a position where we're so polarized that we're seeing the other side as the enemy, and that's, we really need to start respecting the other side for its strengths, and we also need to understand our own weaknesses, and so some sort of combination of understanding, better understanding what is happening to us, I think we can certainly find better solutions, and we can find better ways of working together.
So well said. Perfect way to end this. James Olson, thanks. Pick up the book. It sounds great with those tips, especially as he told you, meditate, educate, definitely take some of those things up. You could do a few of those right now. The Whole Brain Path to Peace. James, thanks so much. We appreciate your time here on America Tonight.
It's been my pleasure, Kate.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
I like to call For Real. And by the way, if you want to throw in your 2 cents on any of the stuff we've been talking about, you can certainly do that. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Of course, we're always on the Veep watch. Who do you think Mitt Romney's going to choose, and is it really going to make that much of a difference? It could. I've said this before. I'll just repeat myself. That if somebody's chosen who ends up having skeletons dance out of a closet, that's not good. Controversy sells newspapers. It has ratings soar, but I don't think it's great in this presidential election. Somebody who can offer a stake, somebody who can offer something solid to Romney, or even a personality boost, since this likability factor seems to be so huge in picking a president, 70%. Of presidents have been picked on the likability scale. Man, that is, to me, that says something when in all the polls, Romney comes up way short in that category. So you need to somehow, if the Republicans need to up the ante with Romney, they need to make him more likable. And that's why the Democrats are pounding on that Bain stuff and offshore accounts and all the other things. That he's worth $250 million and is just even in his IRA, and how's that possible, and how can he possibly relate to the average Joe? There's just absolutely no way. All right, so veering in a different direction, Romney wouldn't find himself on Delta Airlines, but if he did, he wouldn't want to be on one of these flights. Delta Airlines and the FBI are still trying to figure out how some needles got into turkey sandwiches they served aboard 4 flights from Amsterdam. One person was even injured in this. It looks like they were sewing needles. They were found in 5 sandwiches on Sunday. One passenger on a flight to Minneapolis was injured but didn't get medical attention, according to the Delta people. And then there were needles on two flights to Atlanta and one to Seattle. Boy, that is creepy. Exactly. The airlines charge you to death for priority seating. How about priority sewing needles in your throat? I mean, that's ridiculous. And how much are they paying for those sandwiches? Guarantee, people who got the needles, can you say lawsuit? Can you say free flights? Can you say something? Although, I can't even think about being in the shoes of these people sitting there and realizing that there's a needle in your sandwich. So they sent messages out all over the place, Delta, to figure out where the sandwiches had been prepared by a catering company, and then found these, that there were other needles. And after the needles were found, I guess the passengers got pizza instead. Pizza. Anyone say pizza? Forget that turkey sandwich with the sewing needle inside. Let's get you pizza instead. And the company's called Gate Gourmet, I guess. And these were, some of the stuff was food that was served on business class. And they, you know, what are they going to do? They release a statement. Well, we're launching a full-scale investigation, and we have security policies in place. Apparently not that secure. Not on the menu, I would say. They didn't want to see those needles in somebody's food. All right, another story that would certainly make this segment is the judges who were determined, no matter what, they were going to Hawaii. We are going to Hawaii. This is our educational conference that we hold every single year. We are going to Hawaii. So there was a huge outcry, of course, because we know it's on our dime. You know, taxpayers are paying for this. Do I have a problem with education? Do I have a problem with judges saying that this helps other people in the courtroom and blah, blah, blah? No, but to Hawaii. And we know, you know, I don't have to relive the whole outrage over how much is being spent. But what's interesting is the decision was made after people were complaining. Lots of people, when they found out, were complaining that how can you possibly go to Hawaii when we're so cash-strapped in this country? So they're still going to Hawaii, but to, I think, placate people, on the website, it does tell everyone, ooh, the convention we're supposed to have in Monterey in 2013, we're not going to hold it. We're not going to have it 2013 or 2014 because of how serious the economic downturn is. So we're not scrubbing Hawaii, but we are scrubbing Monterey, which is just a car ride's drive down the coast for us, because we don't want to spend any of that taxpayer money to go there. No. What would have been smart is, okay, we're going to cancel the Hawaii trip. We'll go to Monterey because it costs nothing since it's so close to, you know, it's in the United States and it's so close to so many. It wouldn't be as big of a deal as going to Hawaii. So that's kind of a half deal. How can I figure out a way to look better but still get to go on my trip? That's pretty much what the judges did, don't you think? Yeah. They were going to get that trip. They were going to figure out a way to get there no matter what. They were going to do it. Going to do it no matter what. They were going to do it. All right. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, I want to make sure you know this. I said we would do a week in camp because it is about the numbers, right? Man, we got some wild numbers for you. I already got a note here from Jake who says, hey, are you going to talk about the Border Patrol agents? Yes, the Border Patrol agents got, I guess, about a half ton of pot. I'm going to tell you where that came from, where they found the pot, and how much the street value of that pot is. Pretty wild. Pretty wild. And also, the cops are on a wild chase for a motorcyclist who was going 186 miles an hour on video. 186 miles. I don't know. On a motorcycle, 186 miles. Now, I will say this. I had a friend who said that he did 175. Of course, he was in a back road somewhere where nobody could see him. It wasn't being videotaped, and he wasn't being chased. So you get clocked at 186. Can you imagine what that ticket is? We had that lengthy discussion about tickets and being pulled over and speeding and ignoring various signs, you know, like the so-called California stop, and ultimately what that would be. Whew. It'd be a huge ticket is what it would be. A huge ticket. Huge. The other thing that we'll throw in there, too, is the fact that I came across this company, and I'm sure this is something that you are aware of, too. It was really posted all over the place, but there's a company in Denver that actually is paying employees to go on vacation, to go on vacation. And wait till you hear the reason why. The reason why is something that gets under my skin all the time and gets on your nerves all the time, too. Guarantee it. All right, who is the most tarnished name these days in America? I can tell you, being at the New Jersey Shore, one of the biggest stories that is just not dropping is the Paterno family and how they're reacting to this report about Jerry Sandusky. And when we last talked last week, I mentioned the fact that, you know, of course, his son Jay, and we played some of that, was defending his father. And Joe Paterno's family still saying that the findings of Louis Free, this special investigator who was a former FBI director, who described the late coach, Joe Pa, as one of four university people in power who covered up child sex abuse allegations against his former assistant. And they released a statement on Monday. The family says they vehemently disagree with the conclusions reached by a team of investigators led by former FBI Director Free. And Free's report was scathing. I mean, scathing. It said Paterno definitely covered up for Sandusky to avoid bad publicity is pretty much what they said. It said that they reversed a decision to report a 2001 encounter that we all know now as Mike McQueary walking in the graduate assistant into the showers and seeing Sandusky physically attack or rape or whatever you want to call it, a young boy, this encounter. And Sandusky, of course, is convicted, is in the orange jumpsuit, and they'll be going away for, you know, forever. But the report is the thing that the family is desperately trying to get people to not look at, to not pay attention to, and to say, you know, this wasn't Joe Paterno. This isn't what he did. He did what he could. He did what he could. So you have an artist who painted over the Paterno halo on a mural that's pretty famous in Pennsylvania. And now they're talking about this statue they were going to have for Joe Paterno. They're saying, you know what, maybe we're not going to put that statue up after all. Maybe we're not going to do it because of what, I'm sure, because of all the things that now have come out, but especially that Free report. All right, we're going to the numbers next here on America Tonight. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
With an interesting number, $1 million. What do you do if you have $1 million? Well, if you're actor Charlie Sheen, you give it to the troops. He's pledged to give at least $1 million, and that's just at least, to the USO. And it's the largest single contribution they have ever gotten from one person. He says he's going to donate 1% of the profits from his anger management earnings with the minimum of $1 million, an unlimited cap. So meaning that if he's making more than that, 1% of the earnings, if it doesn't tank out and people watch it, whatever he ends up making, he'll do that. What a clever thing for Charlie Sheen to do, because it kills two birds with one stone. Maybe people who just want to help out the troops think, you know what? I'll give this show a spin because of what he's doing, because of the fact that he's donating the money. Sure, I'll do that. And I think he'll end up raising a bunch of money for the USO. So I gotta say, bravo to Charlie Sheen. Alright, this story couldn't be more different. You know, certainly Charlie Sheen, I'm sure in his day, has smoked a few doobies or marijuana cigarettes or done some bong hits, whatever you want to call it. The U.S. Customs and Border Patrol agents in Texas, check this out, they stopped a passenger bus that was carrying how much? 857 pounds of marijuana into the country from Mexico. This is radio, so I can barely do this justice, folks. But think of wrapped up packages of pot. that are stuffed in the bus. They were hidden in the front wheel of this bus. So they did these inspections, and they caught them through the inspection. They knew what they were looking for. It was a 93 Dina bus, and they did an intensive inspection. It happened. So they were trying to get this bus in the morning. I guess they figured people would be drinking coffee and would be barely awake. But 6 in the morning on Friday, they x-rayed the bus because a drug-sniffing dog kept pushing them toward it. And they noticed these compartments that weren't factory compartments in the front of the bus. And that's when all the marijuana started to fall out. And they interviewed the driver, who was the only person on the bus. And they didn't make any kind of arrest immediately, figuring, oh, I don't know, maybe this guy was an innocent carrier. Could that be? Could it be that he had no idea what he was carrying across and that somebody was going to meet it on the other side? That's a lot of marijuana. Street value is pretty high on that one, as I said. 857 pounds. To do the math, how much do you think that is worth on the street in the United States? Let's just say some Mexican cartel folks are going to be looking for a few people, I have a feeling. Don't know if you saw this story or not, but I didn't bring it up on the air, and somebody else sent it to me. This is interesting. It came out of Pittsburgh. There is a Pittsburgh police officer who before was working for the FBI, right? And she wrote a book called In the Shadow of a Badge, and she called it a spiritual memoir. We're going to get her on the show, and the whole idea of the book was to encourage people. You know, we were talking about Charlie Sheen in this segment with his $1 million donation to the USO, and the idea behind the book was to help people dealing with PTSD and people who look for answers and all kinds of things about the terrorist attacks on 9/11. I mean, she worked for the FBI, and she retired because of post-traumatic stress disorder, and she linked it to her time spent as the liaison, or one of them anyway, between law enforcement and the families of the United Airlines Flight 93 victims, and that's what caused her to write the book. And one of the things that she says, who she's, you know, convinced, and this is the interesting thing, she's convinced, this 56-year-old divorced grandmother now, is convinced that she saw angels. But then she questions, you know, why was she allowed to see these angels? What was that about? And I think that's interesting, because you heard other people talk about that. And she was, you know, the tough as nails FBI person who was the bridge between the families and the families and law enforcement, like I said. So for her to say, listen, this is too much. I mean, this is too rough. It was so hard to hear, so gut-wrenching to hear what those families went through, and to realize that, you know, what do the people want when you're in that kind of a situation, to bring the people back and to bring their sister, their brother, their husband, their mother, their grandmother, whatever, to bring them back, and you just, you know, there was no doing that. She couldn't bridge that gap. And so it's interesting that she says that she saw angels somehow from it. All right, so we move from the 56-year-old and the book about helping people bridge their own gap and problems with the post-traumatic stress disorder to the federal government expanding access to this immigration database that in a bunch of different states now saying they can use it to clean voter rolls. I mean, man, we were crazy about this on America Tonight. Homeland Security notified Florida last week that they could check to see if registered voters are actually non-citizens who shouldn't be eligible to cast any kind of a ballot. And they said on Monday the department's now offering access to other states who were pushing for this information. Does that mean we could actually have people who live in states, who are Americans, who are registered to vote in this election that's coming up. Wow. I mean, how huge is that? That Homeland Security is going to work with states to verify citizenship of people on the voter rolls. I mean, listen, that's giant. It's giant that Florida took all that time and really pushed this because they won. So you've got Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Georgia, Iowa, Kansas, Michigan, New Mexico, Ohio, Utah, and they're, you know, there are a handful of states, Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Mexico, and Ohio are supposed to be pretty competitive, of course, because we've been talking about them as swing areas in this upcoming election, in this presidential race. And the election chiefs in each of those states are Republican, by the way. But this way, at least you know that you have as clean of rolls as you could possibly get so that you can identify people who may be legal but not citizens. And really, since states can't monitor whether someone has become a citizen, the database, this huge database, will allow them to at least check the immigration status of the people. I mean, Colorado's identified 5,000 people it wants to check. So it's not just Florida that is requesting that, wanted to do that. Washington State's been requesting it since back to the Bush days, and now they're going to be able to do it. So what a great identifier. They'll be able to question the people, you know, because you get these things called alien numbers that are assigned to people who come into the country legally, foreigners living in the country legally, who have visas or other permits like green cards. So will they catch a lot of illegals who have managed to get on voter rolls? They probably don't have an alien number, but for sure they're going to turn over some people. And at least this way, the election has a much better chance of being a cleaner election. You know, bottom line is people who are Americans who vote, actually voting, actually having their vote count instead of feeling like you're throwing your vote away, which was the big problem in Florida because there was a lot of questions about who was on the rolls and who should be purged from the rolls and all that sort of stuff. So, woohoo! That's a big win, not just for Florida, but all the states, really, who want to be able to verify. Woohoo! Huge.
He could take the endorsement and shove it.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.